The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, November 2, 2021. The Cuban government has made public evidence that the leader of the so-called archipelago platform, Junior Garcia Aguilera, is seeking a confrontation with the island security forces to generate insecurity and destabilization. In a special program on national television, oncologist Carlos Leonardo Vázquez, till now a secret double agent, denounced Garcia's plans with evidence that these actions are part and parcel of an international manual already applied in other countries. Junior is seeking confrontation with the military and the security forces, said Vázquez, who for 25 years was Agent Fernando of the State Security Corps. Vázquez explained that he participated in Spain with the aforementioned Garcia in a workshop on the role of the armed forces in a transition process sponsored by the St. Louis University. Vázquez, who defined himself as Cuban, revolutionary, and follower of Cuba's national hero, José Martí and Fidel Castro, emphasized that he is making this public denunciation so that the people of Cuba do not allow themselves to be deceived by leaders created by a manual. The final results of the study of the Cuban anti-COVID-19 vaccine, Soberana 2, showed an efficacy of 71% with two doses, and when administering a third of Soberana Plus, it reached 92.4%, transcended here. During the trial, the SARS-CoV-2 isolates in Havana were predominantly with beta strain and gradually changed to the Delta, details this Monday's article in MedArXiv. In this epidemiological scenario, the authors describe two doses of Soberana 2 protect against symptomatic COVID-19 by 71.0%. For serious conditions, the efficacy was 63.0 and for death, 59. When adding the three-dose heterologous regime with Soberana Plus, this indicator was 100% effective in protecting severe cases and death. This is the first phase 3 clinical trial study of a three-dose heterologous vaccine combination against SARS-CoV-2, the scientists noted. Despite the negative impact of COVID-19, nature and adventure tourism in Cuba, particularly in its Ramsar sites, is today drawing the attention of the world around. That criterion is supported by guides from the Tourism Ministry, consulted by Prensa Latina via email, and corroborated by requests for information via internet from potential foreign visitors. Precisely before the pandemic, such recreational ways were growing in terms of participants at a time when more than 4 million foreign visitors per year were arriving in the island. Cuba joined the contracting countries of the convention in 2001, and currently this nation has 6 areas designated as wetlands of international importance, that is, Ramsar sites. And in the international agenda, we have that the Permanent Roundtable for Coordination with the Indigenous Peoples and Organizations of Colombia denounced that these communities are currently victims of the most aggressive ethnocide and genocide since colonial times. In this sense, they held the government of Iván Duque responsible for laziness in its main function of guaranteeing, protecting, and promoting fundamental rights. At a press conference, the group warned that, according to the Observatory for People's Rights, Human Rights, and Peace of the National Indigenous Organization of Colombia, 17,845 indigenous people have been affected by some act of this type so far this year. It warned that the policies imposed by the government, the worsening of the internal armed conflict, and the mining energy pressure on Mother Earth the rivers and the skies, the murder and disappearance of indigenous leaders, and the defense of their territories demand new ways of fight and resistance. Meanwhile, the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, has summoned all political parties and candidates to carry out a clean campaign and to promote a government plan in favor of the people. The regional and municipal elections on November 21 will leave lessons of democracy, stability, and unity for Venezuela, assured the president in statements made on social networks regarding the beginning on the eve of the electoral campaign for those votes. More than 70,000 candidates from 72 political parties and movements participate in this process throughout the country. In that sense, the president of the National Electoral Council, Pedro Calzadilla, affirmed that observers, companions, and electoral experts from Latin America and other regions of the world are already in this South American nation. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.